I've got with me in the studio amazing local band, Esmosphere.
Hey!
Hello!
Thanks for having us.
Ryan, Astrid, and Dan.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Very well, thank you.
What a talented people.
Thanks. We try. It's all Astrid.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just hide behind me.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about your band, Esmosphere, how it all started? I'm sure our 4ZZZ listeners can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so Esmosphere started pretty much with me on my own and just like playing the guitar, I don't know, in my bedroom, writing songs. I've always loved writing poetry and stuff like that. So it came easily to me. And when Dan and I met, I played a few songs to him and he really, really liked them. And Dan is a shred lord on guitar. So he just added his own like flamenco and these really cool leads and stuff. And we just created magic, really.
Yeah, once I heard the songs, I was like, oh, you know, people need to hear this stuff. They can't go to waste, sort of thing. So yeah, we started just piecing everything together and started putting some demos together and stuff, and yeah.
Yeah. So then, we were just playing as an acoustic duo, and then, I don't know, when we recorded our songs and we had them produced, they ended up being a lot bigger than just acoustic, and we thought, okay, we need to create a band here because we're not going to be able to pull this off live. And so we asked Ryan, a longtime friend of ours, who is also a shred lord on guitar.
Yeah.
So we asked him to play bass. So he had to like kind of take a little bit of a step back. But Ryan, you can talk about
how do you feel, Ryan, being the part of this awesome band?
Yes, I've definitely been demoted to four strings, but that's okay. It's been a learning experience and it's kind of like playing lead guitar anyway. I can start and finish on the right notes and jazz it up in the middle, and it's been good fun. And I love their songwriting style, some intricate and interesting things going on. Really loving being part of it and looking forward to, you know, being involved in some future songwriting stuff. So yeah, loving it.
It's awesome. Both the boys, Ryan and Dan, they're so good at improvisation. They know their theory with music and they know their scales and stuff. So it's really cool to have them just jam, and they come up with these really awesome things on the spot, like, and rhyme with like his different bass parts and stuff like that he's just come up with, like plucked out of thin air. And but it's difficult for me because they'll be like, oh, play a C or a D, and I'll be like, I don't know what that is, because I just play by ear and I don't know any theory. So it's kind of, they must be frustrated.
And that's the interesting thing about Astrid's songwriting is that, yeah, like with very little theory behind her, she comes up with some of the most intricate chords and just compositions and stuff. It's, I don't know how she comes up with it. Sometimes you just want to forget all the theory and all that and just go back to basics, because it really makes for good songwriting.
So. Absolutely.
Thanks, Dan.
And can you tell us about which singles have you previously released?
Yeah, so we first released Squalor Syndrome.
That was at the start of the year. So yeah, released all the
songs this year. Yep. So there was Squalor Syndrome, and then there was These Boots Made for Walking, which is a cover of Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra's original. And that was super, super fun to create. And that one is on YouTube with a music video. Which we all got to feature in, so that was really cool.
Yeah, Ryan was there playing his part.
drinking the free beer.
Yeah. yep, that was heaps of fun. And then,
I guess it's more electronic version than the original as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a modernised electronic version. Cool.
This sort of happened randomly too, I think. We just did the intro on acoustic guitar and Astrid singing, and then Yeah, I think I just thought, yeah, let's just change it up from that part onwards and just, yeah, completely, yeah, turn the song upside down. Pretty much.
Yeah, and we recorded that at home. That was cool. Mm. And then the third song we've released this year, which is our newest, is We Fly By The Night. And that's a super moody song. It has coarse language and it's my favourite. It's Ryan's favourite. I don't know if it's your favourite, Dan, but yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's definitely intense. Up there. It goes on a journey, like just the intro. I don't know, with the lyrics and the music, it's very easy to visualise the song and what's happening. And yeah, it's really cool.
So. Yeah, definitely a story.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Mm. Which a lot of Astrid's songs do have, which is great. You don't hear a lot of that these days. It's...
No, definitely got the whole package with the songwriting and the style and everything, and then with the very deep lyrics, there's nothing on there that's, you know, sort of that radio-friendly, just simple sort of stuff.
But so. It's still very listenable,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm blushing right now.
Yeah, we're going to hear that single very soon.
The room now.
Yeah. Would you say that the genre is alternative, or how would you...
I don't know how to put a genre on our stuff. I really can't do it. I don't know, like...
Or experimental?
Yeah, it is quite experimental. There's an indie element to it. There's rock. There's the flamenco guitar. And then there's some kind of a little bit of electronic-y stuff. So what do you guys think? What would you...
It's pretty hard to put your finger on it, but
and then, you know, I mean, as we write more songs, I mean with the boys and their influences being heavy metal and death metal and everything like that, like, who knows where it could go. And yeah, it's
true,
cool.
True.
Yeah. I like that we have no boundaries.
You have to start smoking so you can get it.
Well, my twin sister can do that really well. So,
speaking of which, there's a new song in the works, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Dedicated to...
my beautiful twin sister, Emma. Yeah. Hello, Emma.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the gigs, upcoming gigs? There's one tonight, then one next week.
Yeah, so we're playing just up the road at Rick's. Yeah, going to play a few tunes tonight, which should be fun. And then next week, next Friday, I believe, which is the 8th. Of December, yeah, we're playing at Currumbin Pub, which, with a few other bands and stuff, so that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, we're playing with Lewis, James, Amala, Syrup, Go On, and us, yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
So I think that'll be it for this year.
That's our last gig.
Yeah, our drummer's going away on holidays for a little bit, and 2018, I'd say, yeah, just releasing some new music and probably put some tours together and stuff and get out there and, yeah, promote the band.
Yeah, we're keen to try and get a national tour happening. Yeah, like, I don't know, we've got friends and family all over, so it'd be great to tour around and get them to the gigs and just get our stuff out there so people can hear it. Mm.
Would you plan to do an album next year? Or?
Yeah.
EP possible.
Or what would you?
Yeah,
EP.
Originally, because we've recorded quite a few songs and we were going to release them all sort of on an EP, but the way it's worked out, just with production and things, we've just sort of been releasing them slowly and, yeah, it's been working well so far. So, yeah, but I'd say 2018 we'll have at least an EP, if not an album. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Mm. Wow. Mm. And can you tell our listeners how to find you on Facebook and other social media websites?
Yeah, so Facebook, I think we're just at Asmosphere, maybe at Asmosphere Music. On Instagram, we're at Asmosphere Music, and you can just search us on YouTube, Asmosphere, so it's Atmosphere, but with a Z instead of a T. Woohoo! It's a bit of a mouthful. A lot of people say, introduce us as Atmosphere or Amosphere. So, yeah, it's pretty funny.
When we take over the world, they'll know damn well how to spell it, though.
That's right.
Exactly. Yes. Our Queensland own creative talent. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Where do you originate from, Ryan?
Well, Victoria. I've been here 30 years.
He's out of the band.
Yeah.
And then there's Dan from far north Queensland.
Townsville boy. So, yeah.
Oh, well, that's not far north, but north enough.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Yep, okay.
Can only go so much further. But
Dan the Spaniard. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. And thank you so much, guys, for being our guest today.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been so much fun chatting with you, Billy.
So,
now is the time to hear your brand new single.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Who's going to announce it?
I am. Okay.
Everyone's pointing at Astrid.
I'm on the spot. This is We Fly By The Night by Asmosphere.
The following item has words which are likely to be naughty and probably contains lewd and adult concepts. So if you are liable to be offended, I'd tune out now. Right now. Thank you.
Came down to the water's edge. Unsure how I got there. You were bright-eyed and high. On firewater, sighed for sore eyes in the merging dusk. Oh, a sight that makes me want to rock and roll. Dirty soul, the thought I just losing all control. You put me under your spell. And we fly by the night. Lost sense of what's right. We held it together through the night. Oh, and when that day dawns, I'll immerse myself in your majesty. The night. To me, oh please, you.